It is time to go away from crocodiles and head up to the Great White North, and that is South County, Massachusetts, and join our friends from the Berkshire Edge, David and Marcy. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
By the way, you were talking about crocodiles. Reminds me of the Rudyard Kipling story about how the elephant got his trunk. You know about that story?
Absolutely.
Remember? The little baby elephant went and asked the crocodile what he has for breakfast. And the crocodile said, I think today I will have
baby
elephant's
elephant.
Child. And he grabs him by his little snout. And so the elephant's child pulls back, and the crocodile, you know, thrashes in the water, pulling him in, and the bicolored python rock snake curls in to help the elephant's child, wraps himself around the elephant's child and around a tree, and they pull and pull and pull. Anyways, the elephant's child.
That's how he got his long
got
trunk.
His, got his trunk.
He went from a snout to a trunk. And everybody,
you know, I think I was there.
Do you remember? But those are wonderfully. Okay, I'm not allowed to care. No, David, I like that story. I remember that. All right, go on, Marshall. Ruin it.
No,
I'm sorry.
He wants to go
on to the real show.
I want to go on to the show, the big shoe. I mean, the reason that Marcy and David are here.
Well, I think Kipling is a really good place to start.
David likes to tell. I mean,
I love that story about the
old okay. Well, okay, so we'll go from that story to thanks to a petition, voters in Great Barrington will vote at a town meeting and may have whether to rename Monument Valley Middle School after W.E.B. Du Bois. That should be some vote.
Yeah, well, that was going to bring people out to the meeting, I can tell you that.
That's like offering free food at a place, you know. You know, you're going to have a vote on naming something W.E.B. Du Bois up there, and you'll get a lot of pros and cons.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
They attempted when they were back in 14 years ago when they built the elementary school. They wanted to name it the new elementary school, the regional elementary school, because they were consolidating all the little village schools into one campus. And they wanted to name the elementary school after W.E.B. Du Bois, and it was a royal fight over that whole issue, and instead of W.B. Du Bois lost, and they named it Muddy Brook.
I know.
Or this little
muddy brook.
It is exactly what it says, a muddy little know-nothing stream that runs behind the elementary school that they built. Ever since, there's been an urge to honor Du Bois somehow, and especially this year, there's a movement to there's a statue of Du Bois on the they want to put a statue of Du Bois on the library lawn, and we've talked about that before. And this petition is a new initiative to honor Du Bois, who was born in Great Barrington.
It was Great Barrington's most famous son, actually.
Yes, and was, you know, a renowned scholar and civil rights leader, founder of the NAACP, and so on. But he's been excoriated because later in life he became so disappointed in the treatment of African Americans in America that he went off to Africa
and became a communist.
A communist, but he was like, I think, in his 80s.
That's the foolish thing. Where I think that if you look at a person and take their, especially after they're long gone, you take the body of work they've done and this the amount of good, as opposed to something that you think is bad. There's no doubt that a school should be named after the man.
Yeah. So, in any case, that is the battle that is going on, that is going to be fought at town meeting in May, in Great Barrington. But you know, one of the things that I'm sorry to say that our story doesn't answer is, though the school itself is in Great Barrington, it is a regional school. And I'm wondering whether, even if Great Barrington votes in favor of changing the name, whether the other two towns, Stockbridge and West Stockbridge, who are members of the regional school district, whether they have to also vote in favor of it. That is a question that I think we still have to answer.
All right. Well, we'll be back to, before we leave, another story about W.E.B. Du Bois.
Yes, we will.
But before we get there, I like this next story about the nonprofit promoting programs for teens, Greenagers, and they're acquiring the Kellogg Conservation Center in Egremont.
Yes, well, Greenagers started out as a group of people, young men who are
Young men and women.
And
right?
Young men and women who started an organization, nonprofit for teens that promotes sustainable agriculture and sustainable living. And among other things, they built, they go around and build raised garden beds for people for free. In fact, I have two of them myself. It's quite a lovely organization, and their headquarters have been in the the little quarters in the mixed company kind of an old freight yard building in Great Barrington, but now they've gotten some substantial. They're raising money to get a home that is in Egremont that is really going to be a conservation center. So it's quite a lovely story. As that organization has grown up, it's quite lovely.
And people are very fond of
the
Greenagers project, and they have a lot of community support.
Well, they do. Among other things that they did was the river walk along the river that is a lovely little path that you can walk along the Housatonic River. And in fact, there is a W.E.B. Du Bois garden that they built as well. So it's the Greenagers have been quite active in town, and it's quite a lovely, a wonderful little organization that has provided some interesting opportunities for kids. So,
and also, David, as you mentioned, they have something called a front lawn program. Which is which provides income eligible families with organic vegetable gardens.
Yeah, well, that's what I was meaning.
Oh,
They're raised bed gardens.
Right.
And so, they come all over town, and they'll just build them for people.
That's cool.
Yeah. It is cool. Yeah.
And what's great is it involves the teenagers, and that's just like the cherry on top of the top of Sunday.
Well, they've needed a home, really, and this will give them a really substantial conservation center to occupy. So it's good all around.
All right.
We will move on to the next door, more about an organization that is great for the area. Actually, Constructing.
Yes.
I followed a lot of their fundraisers and what they do, and they really are an amazing organization.
They are. I mean, they are, people don't really know what they are in Great Barrington. I mean, even though they're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, but people think of them as just the organization that organizes a march every year. I mean, they do a walk. To raise money every fall, but they are really an extraordinary organization that tries to house people who can't afford housing. So they have built, in partnership with various organizations, including the Southern Berkshire Community
Development Corporation.
They've built housing, and they operate housing, and they also have a fuel project so that in this cold winter, they're able to help people pay for heat. So it's really it's a very worthwhile organization with, as I said, a very broad community support, even though there are people, there's still some people who don't quite understand what it is that they do. But they are having a really important fundraiser on Monday, February 11th, and we are helping to publicize it a bit. It's going to be at the Mahewi in Great Barrington, and it's starring Wanda Houston, who is a fabulous singer, who's a local. And she's a rock singer, and she's got a band, and she is as good as anybody, you know. So this is Monday night at the Mahewi, and then there will be a couple of other, you know, there'll be the Monument Spartones, which is from Monument Mountain School, and several other groups that are less known than Wanda Houston, including Rabbi Deborah Zecker, who used to be a local rabbi who has become a professional singer. So it's it's well worth going to, and it's being sponsored. It's hosted by Construct, but it's being sponsored by a number of other, you know, major organizations in the Berkshires, not just in Great Barrington. So
yeah, I know. Not only do I know Wanda, but I know most of the members of her band, the drummer and stuff like that. They're outstanding. As good as it gets. It really is as good as it gets.
It's sort of like that movie that came out a few years ago. What was it, 10 Feet from Stardom or something like that? It profiled the backup singers for all the, you know, 60s rock and roll bands. And you know, and they are really fabulous musicians. And Wanda is like that. I mean, she doesn't necessarily have a national reputation, but she is as good as anybody who does. So this is, you know, she's doing a benefit concert. It's called Keeping It Warm.
Yeah.
Or Warm Up the Winter. Warm Up the Winter.
Right.
Sorry.
All right.
So that's worth anybody who's listening. That's worth going to.
You know, it seems like we're on a streak here of good things. I mean, the Railroad Street Youth Project is now sponsoring a program for parents.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sorry that we made a list of, you know, good projects.
I'm very happy that you did, actually. I'm much more interested in this and what people are
doing. It doesn't happen often that you run to a streak of real heartwarming and nice stories.
Yeah, right. It's nice.
Well, we can always talk about single-use bottles.
Yeah, right. We could talk about
that. Oh, that's true. Oh, they're all that's right. There's the bottle controversy that we could also talk about.
But let's not. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Railroad Street Youth Project is hosting a forum for parents, mind you, on how to deal with teens who are having substance abuse problems or who might have substance abuse problems. And this is kind of an interesting approach. Rather than dealing with kids, they're dealing with the parents. And I thought this was a shrewd way of tackling a problem that, you know, parents really worry about, especially with, you know, the opioid epidemic that's going on. So that Railroad Street is a nonprofit organization that deals with kids who are, struggling in school, and it gives them a refuge, a safe refuge for. And they do lots of different projects, among other. They're sort of like greenagers, but among other things, they teach kids to cook, and they have big dinners at Red Lion Inn, for instance.
Yeah, it's not just that they teach them to cook. They teach them how to work in the restaurant and hospitality business so that they can go and get jobs.
Right. So it's a all-around organization. It started many years ago, and it's been really helpful for so many kids in this area. So their latest is to try to help parents deal with this opioid epidemic.
All right. Now you also have a story on in light of the State of the Union address. One of your commentators take on the Emperor's New Wall.
Oh. Well, we're not only local, but we do have a columnist who writes under the pen name of Duke Snyder, and we also have another one named Fazzolio, and this
pen name.
This particular column is hilarious. It deals with Trump's wishing that, you know, attempt to justify building a wall along the southern border, and he likens it to the Emperor's New Clothes, you know, that fairy tale.
Yeah.
And it's quite a lovely.
Yeah, it's a wall. I mean, that nobody can see, but declares
right.
that there's a wall now. If wishing made it so, right?
Yeah.
So.
We heard about that last night, of course, during the State of the Union,
right.
Or the State of Disunion, as I like.
it's either one or the other, but it was. I have to say, I did not watch it because I just didn't want to get upset. So I didn't put it on. Did not put it on. Well, now we started off with W.E.B. Du Bois. And I guess we can wrap up with W.E.B. Du Bois.
Yes, there is in the Mason Library in Great Barrington an exhibit of his work and memorabilia. And it's quite interesting, and it shows his the life that he in his writings throughout the years. And it's quite if someone wants to. See the array of interests and work that he did. He's quite a great writer, and his he had not only interest in civil rights, but he also was an environmentalist as well, and wrote quite an interesting and moving piece about the need to preserve the quality of the Housatonic River. And so he identified with lots of causes in his life. As I say, he was quite a remarkable man and from Great Barrington. How about that?
Well, the whole thing about, it's the more you learn about the man, it's like, it really is like, this example was used on a lot of different things, but true. It's like an onion. The layers,
yeah.
The layers to that man, and what he did over the entirety of his life, and from the conditions that he did it.
Yep.
We're not talking about a modern man. We're talking about someone at a time where it's tough now to be a person of color. Never mind back then.
Well, and the expectations were quite. He didn't have the expectations. For his life, that perhaps are he could have now, but what's interesting is what's interesting is that there's a kind of hidden history in Great Barrington, because Great Barrington was also the site of representatives of the Harlem Renaissance, who lived here, and in fact the NAACP. Anthem, Lift Every Voice, was written here by James Weldon Johnson. In fact,
right across
the street from us.
Matter
of fact,
from where we live.
In a little writing cabin.
That's still there.
That still is there. He wrote, the NAACP Anthem was written here. And it's been it's just been a history that has not been recognized as significant
as it
should be.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
No, it really is amazing, but it's nice to see over the past several years several events that not only honored him, but like his home place really even was was an obscure place until I think about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yep.
When it underwent that change. And I really think, going back to your first story at that town meeting in May, I hope that that town meeting passes it to happen. And I think if ever there was a time, it would be now that it would pass.
Yeah, I am doubtful that it's going to pass.
I am too, because the argument is, why mess with the name of the school, you know?
We'll see.
And we'll see, because I've noticed that there are already many, many, many comments on this story this morning, so...
Well, then why not name, is there a lecture hall in that school? Is there an auditorium that you know, they hold events in like that they could name after
him?
There's a gym.
Yeah,
there should be something done to honor him. It really should.
Yeah. Well, we agree. But, it's a lot of it is veterans the veterans groups here are opposing it because he became a communist. Now, I did watch just a little bit of our president's State of the Disunion last night, and, he boldly said this country will never be socialist, and all the Republicans cheered. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I don't understand. What is...
I don't know.
I guess you forgot about Social Security.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Right.
But, there's this lack of understanding of what this meant at the time, and what it meant to Du Bois and how frustrated he was. And so they're using this as the reason that they can't possibly approve him, and not the fact that this is the man who founded the NAACP, who is a leading thinker in civil rights and civil rights activities, and is a major player in making sure that people are guaranteed their rights. So it's very, it indicates it's a smokescreen for racism. Excuse they give when they don't want to say that they don't want the school named after a black man.
All right. W.E.B. Du Bois. And we'll wrap up our show on that note. Those stories and many, many more, theberkshireedge.com. Theberkshireedge.com.
Yeah.
See, I got it in.
Thank you.
We'll speak to you guys
Bye-bye.
Next week.
Okay.
All right.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.
That is the Berkshire Edge live on air.